Football fans, welcome back to the Gronkcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chris Gronkowski, and I'm here with my co-host, Super Bowl ring-wearing, Glenn Gronkowski.
Welcome back, everyone, to episode 15, and thanks again for tuning in. Today on the Gronkcast, we are going to discuss our bulletproof picks, give you our BetDSI Capper Cup picks of the week, discuss the highly anticipated Rams vs. Chiefs game, and also give our take on if the Patriots can make a run for the Super Bowl coming off their bye this week. Finally, we'll wrap it up with our favorite segment, the Fan Question of the Week. Let's jump into a new segment now. Let's talk about our New England Patriots getting blown out by the Titans last week, as we talked about earlier. What is going on with them? They got a bye week this week. I mean, I think their players honestly need a rest. It's late. It's getting late in the season. They haven't had their bye week yet. They got a bye this week. Do you think they come out of their bye week as a new team? I mean, it's the second half of the year, and this is when they always dominate. This is always when they start being the Patriots, and when they start winning games, they don't lose in the second half of the season. This is a perfect time for their bye. They can get healthy again. You think they regroup, or you think this team is kind of on and off? I mean, like they were in the beginning of the season and like their last game.
Man, they've looked solid up until that last game. Yeah, and like you said, I think it's a tired, regroup. I think they have to scout themselves. This is a great time for teams to go back and look at their own tendencies. Each team actually has an internal scouting department that scouts their own team for tendencies, anything they're doing that other teams might be picking up on. And I think they'll put a ton of time into that this week to see what's going on, because it seems like the Titans figured out what they had going on, and it's time for a change. So this week, they got that extra time. They put it in. Guys get healthy, figure out new schemes, and they come back out, and I think they're Super Bowl contenders again. I think they'll put it back together. A loss, it always helps, man. Sometimes you feel like it's too easy. You get a little complacent. So I think this is exactly what they needed going into a bye week. I think they're going to come out and start firing and be right back on track.
Absolutely. And they get Bro back. They get Robbie G back. Or at least they should. We'll see what happens with that.
Don't say it, man. Now you're going to be on the front page of Yahoo.
That's true. I actually don't even know, to be honest.
That was Glenn that said that?
I'm guessing he's going to be back. He should be. It's been 4 weeks. And he's got a bye. I think this team's going to come back. They're going to dominate. Josh Gordon, he was dealing with a hamstring last game. He's going to get some rest also. He's going to be healthy. Edelman looked a little injured, beat up. He's going to get healthy again. Everybody's going to get healthy. This is the perfect time for a bye week. Late in the season, get ready for that second half of the year. You had all training camp, the whole season, preseason. I mean, that's a long time. They haven't had a break since August 1st. So, I mean, this is a much-needed break. Everyone's going to get back, get healthy, and be ready for the second half of the season. And there's a motto that goes around there in New England, in Patriots' place, that football does not start until Thanksgiving. And that's their motto. And when I was there, it was said pretty much the whole week leading up to it, the whole week after it. And you just get this mindset once Thanksgiving hits that, hey, it's time to win games. The playoffs are almost here. It's time to go out there, get that bye, that first round bye, win games. I mean, just do it the Patriots way and just do what you got to do. Go out there and win those games like they have for so long. So I think they go out there, they get it done as always. They make those changes that they have to make. Everybody gets healthy, and Bill Belichick will have them ready in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't hurt coming off a bye week and playing against a Jets team as well that's struggling to get your confidence back. So I'm expecting big things coming off a loss, an embarrassing loss, and coming off a bye week. I am ready to hammer that line. I hope it's not too high. I hope everyone overreacts, kind of like they did with this Vegas spread the first time that they're not a top favorite to win the Super Bowl in a long time. What did you say, top three in Vegas odds? It fell out for the first time since 2014. I mean, I think it's one of those games everyone overreacts to, and it's a great time. Hopefully that line isn't too high, but great time to hammer the line on the next game.
You still taking the Patriots as a Super Bowl favorite, even though they're out of the top three? They haven't looked that good. Well, they look good in some games. I mean, it's been on and off. Like I said, the beginning of the season, they're struggling. Last game, they struggled. They have looked dominant in the games they have won, though. But they aren't ranked in that top three, like we said, for the first time since 2014. But are they still favorites just because of their what they've done in the past and how good they usually are?
I think so. I mean, who would you put in the top three? I think right now you're going to put the Saints. You're going to put the Chiefs and the Rams, and they already proved that they can beat the Chiefs. So, you know, definitely think they're still in the top three. And like you said, I mean, everyone expects them to win. I expect them to win, regroup, come back out, and history repeats itself, man. Every time they look bad, every time everyone thought they were down and out, they come back hard, they come back firing, and they get the job done. I definitely think they're still a top three team.
We've got a pair of bulletproof NFL picks for this week's games. Our bulletproof picks each week are our best against the spread plays. You're getting these straight from two former NFL players. We aren't always right, but we'll tell you who we are betting and why.
Let's jump right into last week's picks, because I am on a roll. That's all I know. Bulletproofs, winning record. What's that, 4 weeks in a row now?
Yeah, you're on fire right now, and I am ice cold right now. I think I've lost the last 4 weeks. You've won the last 4 weeks. So you turned the corner. You're killing it now. You got the understanding of the season going on. I think you finally figured it out.
Yep, hit 3-2. I mean, I was hoping to do a little better. I'm waiting for one of those 5 for 5 weeks. I haven't got it yet. I think I'm due this week, though.
I've been waiting for that one, too. I was just thinking that earlier this week, actually. I can't believe neither of us have gone 5 for 5 yet. But we also haven't gone over 5 yet, I don't believe, have we?
No.
So that's good, too.
Not bad. So 3-2. Last week was 4-1. I love it when I start off hot early and you think you're going to go 5 for 5. It never seems to happen, though. I think the biggest surprise of this week had to be, I think, the Patriots. But, I mean, it seems like you had some kind of beat on that game because you went opposite of me. You took the Titans. What was the secret of that game?
That's right. I beat you. You beat me twice the week before. I got you this week. I don't know. I just had a feeling. Titans really aren't that bad of a team. Just nobody's really talking about them at all. And their defense is legit. Only allowing 20 points or more, as I said last week, once this whole entire year. And they completely shut down a Patriots offense last week. So this just shows that their defense is for real. So we'll see how that continues to go. Obviously, they have a lot of competition this year. One of the highest scoring years on offense. Most points put up in the NFL. Probably in a long time. So we'll see if they can continue to shut down these high-flying offenses, what goes on with that. But the other game that also surprised me was the Buffalo Bills against the Jets. I actually took them, and they ended up winning. I took the Jets, not the Bills. And the Bills, another dominant performance. I don't know how they keep pulling this off on the road again. How do they keep doing this out of nowhere, looking absolutely terrible, putting up 0 points? Exaggerating, but seems like 0 points every week. And then they go out there and just dominate a Jets team.
I don't know, but they finally got rid of your favorite quarterback.
Yeah, they did.
The internet exploded, by the way. I don't know if I sent you a text or not, but the NFL posted something about who was the MVP so far this year. That was last week. There was like every other comment was about Peterman. Obviously, everyone was joking. And then he gets released this week, man. There's just memes. Everyone's going crazy over it. Insane, but it was that game was crazy. I mean, I would have jumped on the Jets all day. They had a backup with a lot of experience in McCown, and I thought it was going to be a Jets blowout, especially because you have a Bills quarterback that was there again for a week, and he's going in against another backup quarterback, but someone who's been around the league for a long time, a good experienced player, and the Bills come out and shock the world again. Bills Mafia. Circling the wagon, elbow dropping, tables flying everywhere. So, man, unpredictable. I think we should probably stay away from them the rest of this year.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that was actually my only bad loss I had in the Capper Cup picks last week. Of my 5 picks, that was really the only one that was completely wrong. 3 of them won. That one wasn't even close. And my 5th one was my bulletproof pick, which should have won. San Fran -2.5 at home. Somehow the Giants go down there. Their offense has looked abysmal all year. They go down a final drive of the game, and they end up putting up a touchdown. I think it was pretty ridiculous, though. Two penalties that should not have been called on third and about 15 twice in a row end up giving the Giants a win. Ruining my bulletproof pick again. 3-7 on the year. I think that's four losses in a row on my bulletproof pick. So we'll talk about your bulletproof pick, Chris, because I think you're winning four in a row right now. Green Bay at home versus Miami. Complete blowout. What'd you think about that one?
I told everyone last week. It wasn't called Green Bay anymore. It was Bulletproof City. Locked it in. Blowout. That's what I was looking for. Exactly what I thought was going to happen. I think I figured it out, and I think I got another one this week as well. I got a good hunch. I'm going with it. I think that's four bulletproof picks in a row now.
Think
so. Let's make it five. But yeah, I wanted to hit back on your last point, though. 49ers quarterback. I think you fell into the same trap that I did. Looked amazing. First start, surprised everyone, came out. No one really knew who the guy was. You know, he had Brett Favre hitting him up. I think there was just a lot of hype behind him. And now that there's film out on him, it's a lot harder for a guy to perform that well. I called it. I got stuck in the trap twice already so far this year, and you got stuck on the third one.
That's not true at all, because he actually looked pretty good. You must have not watched the game. You must have been too busy selling ice shakers. Because he really didn't look that bad. Actually, he came out there. I mean, they still put up, I think, 21 points. It might have been 24. I forgot the final score now. But they didn't look that bad. It was really the San Francisco defense. I mean, they let up, I think, 24 points or 27. I can't remember the final score now. Against this Giants offense, who has just been terrible all year long. They just let drives continue. I mean, they were long drives the Giants were putting together, which was really unexpected. He did throw a pick from his own 10-yard line, which did not help. But other than that, he really, I mean, for a second game as a starter, I mean, he really didn't do that bad. And I think he does still have a good career in front of him.
Yeah, the Giants always scare me too, because they have the players. They have weapons. And when they put it together, they win games. So always a hard team for me to bet against. And their offensive line, they looked like they were together. They were actually keeping Eli upright and allowing him to sit in the pocket for a while, make good plays. So, surprising game, especially on the road. But they're another team. When you think they're not going to win, they come back and they win Super Bowls. I mean, both times. Just mediocre teams, and they put it together. So, always hard to bet against them as well.
All right, enough talking about my loss last week. Let's get on to your bulletproof pick. You're hot right now. Let's hear some games that are going to win this week.
Oh,
you
man.
Started off.
You want the bulletproof?
Another I'm ready for five city. In a row from you. I'm ready for five in a row.
I'm calling Bulletproof City again. I'm ready for it.
It's moving? It's like college game day. Go to a different city every single week.
Bulletproof City just went to Washington, baby. I'm taking the Texans on the road, -2.5, and here's why. It's Bulletproof City.
Wait, isn't the Bulletproof going to the Houston then? You said it's going to Washington.
No, because they're playing in Washington.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
That's kind of tricky right there. So, now you're confusing Bulletproof City right there.
I'm not sure what city it's in then. All I know is it's Bulletproof. The Redskins, last week, missing three starters on the offensive line. One of them went on IR. They're struggling on offensive line. They're struggling to score points. This Texans D-line is going to eat them alive. We just saw today as well that the Redskins might not even have their kicker. So that's going to swing a lot of points as well. You don't have a kicker. They tried out five guys on Wednesday. So that's a big, big swing right there as well if they can't get a kicker in to make some kicks. We saw the Browns lose a bunch of games like that. But the Texans have covered their last five games coming off a bye week. They're fresh. The Texans are also getting back some help in the secondary that they needed badly. Two starters are coming back, including Jonathan Joseph. So this is big for them. And next, they now have Demaryius Thomas lining up opposite of DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, really, what's going to happen in this game? It's Bulletproof City. I think the Texans easily cover this game. Lock it in. Five wins in a row.
I hope so. I actually might have to bet with you on this one just because you are on fire right now. But I think I got one this week, too. I'm changing it up because I'm ice cold right now. I'm not taking a game spread, not the points. I'm taking the over-under, and I'm taking a risky pick here, and I'm going with the over in the Rams versus Chiefs game. Highest ever over-under in NFL history, 63.5 points for the game. Last highest was in 2,063 points. That was the highest ever over 18 years ago. This game is breaking the record, and I'm taking the over, and this is why. Right now, the Chiefs are on pace to be the fourth highest scoring offense in NFL history, and the Rams are on pace to be the 11th highest scoring offense in NFL history. So that's over 100 years, and they're going to break the records, both being the top 10 possibly this year. And I mean, this is just a high scoring year. I think New Orleans, they're on pace to be third right now to break the record as well, to be the highest scoring offense. They're going to be third. So this 2018 is just a crazy year. Offenses are exploding. Every game is high scoring, it seems like. So I am taking the over, and also I'm taking the over because any game in NFL history that has had over a 57.5 spread has won. There's been 11 games that started off from Vegas at over 57.5, over under 57.5. And all 11 of those games have gone over. So I'm taking this one based on the history. Based on the history that's about to be broken by the Chiefs and the Rams. And we'll see what happens. But I'm betting that one. Betting it big. The only thing I'm scared of. This was pretty crazy. Because like I just said, it has been a high scoring year so far. But Vegas is just so good. This is absolutely shocking to me. The over-unders so far, they're 73, 73, and 1 on the season. So 73 games have gone over, 73 games have gone under, and there's been one tie. So that's just, I mean, how did Vegas know this stuff? It's absolutely insane how they get this exactly right most of the time. I mean, it's just incredible with how many variables go into this. So it really is just that hard to bet, that hard to even guess, to look into it, to get some knowledge on it. But me and Chris got it this week with our bulletproof picks with the over in the Rams and Chiefs game and Texans at Washington.
Man, that was some serious knowledge you just dropped.
What was the spread of that Texans game, by the way?
2.5.
2.5? I think I missed it. My bad on that one.
Oh, you're good, man. That's some interesting facts, but how's it going to play into this game that it was supposed to actually happen in Mexico City, and now, last minute, the field looks like complete trash. They're showing photos of it. They had to cancel the game. Embarrassment, I'm sure, for Mexico, for the NFL, and they're now moving it back to Los Angeles. I mean, how is that going to affect, you know, everything, really? I mean, the Rams were out in Colorado practicing for the high altitude. They're away. Now they're playing a home game in their hometown. They have to travel back. Has the line moved at all? It's now a home game for them. Before it was a neutral site. I think the spread has jumped, what, only a point so far?
Yeah, surprised. It only jumped a point. It was started off at -2.5, got switched to a home game for the Rams. It only went up to 3.5, which kind of surprised me. I thought it'd be a little bigger jump than that. But going back to the field conditions, I mean, those pitchers were outrageous. That looked worse than our high school field. And we played high school in Buffalo, wow. New York, where I can't even describe it. It was that bad.
Well, we didn't even have a field.
So yeah, we didn't even have a stands. We played on the field that was used all day by the gym classes. And then an hour later, we were playing on it. it was just absolutely ridiculous. There's the biggest hill in the middle of it. It basically went uphill, the field
did. Yeah, that was for good drainage, they told us.
Yeah, so that was for good drainage. I don't know how other fields do it then without that big hill right there. But
oh, my God.
So, yeah, it was a good thing NFL moved. I mean, if you go out there, these are two possibly NFL Super Bowl winning teams this year. And if you go out there, one of those key players goes down just because you want to have a game in Mexico on an unsafe field. I think that's a good move by Roger Goodell right there, switching that game, bringing it back to L.A. But this is going to be a crazy game now because L.A. has been going undergoing problems with the fires and everything that are happening there. They're not too far from the stadium, so there's going to be some trouble there too. It's kind of interesting how that's going to play out. Obviously, there's probably some families that are affected by that. Some players, some coaches possibly are affected by that. And it's probably good that they're actually home there in that situation. Obviously, a lot of things can go wrong in that situation. But, I mean, these LA players, they might be more worried about what's going to happen with their family, with their houses. More worried about that with the fires and everything, and less focused on this game. I mean, obviously, once game time comes, it's going to be 100% focused, but leading up to it, there might be some distractions for the Los Angeles players.
Yeah, so how much do you think that this now gives them, does this give them a home field advantage? I mean, they still said, even though the game is not going to play in Mexico City, that they're training in Colorado Springs. So now they're flying out to Colorado Springs. It's basically, if it should feel like an away game for them, but it's actually going to be played at home. So is that still a home field advantage? Do you think it's an advantage, too, that they're going and playing in high altitude or practicing in high altitude and then coming back to L.A. and playing? Do you think that's giving them any kind of advantage, or do you think it actually hurts them now?
No, I think that gives them advantage all day. I mean, training in high altitude, there's no way that could hurt you. I mean, people in the off season go and train at high altitudes just because it gives you more oxygen. It gets your brain ready, your lungs ready. It's just a different type of air out there, but it helps you last longer when you're out there playing on the field. I mean, those NFL games, they're intense. Any advantage you can get, and I think that's a huge advantage, being able to compete up in that high altitude. I think it would have been better for them if they were going to Mexico City, if they were prepared for it, flying right from Colorado Springs to Mexico City and playing that game. But I don't see any reason why this would hurt them at all. I mean, I think I was watching a game, might have been last night. I don't think it was last night. Might have been a college MAC game or something. But I saw a game recently where the air, because of the fires, as I was just talking about, the air in Los Angeles is, I mean, it was rated very poorly. I mean, you could tell just by watching the game how much smoke is in the air. And I wonder if that is actually going to have more impact on these players than what they were doing in Colorado Springs trying to train for the altitude.
Yeah, that was actually, that was the Monday night game. That
that's
was
what it was.
Pick.
That's what it was. Yeah, San Fran. That's what it was. And that's not even that close to the fires as Los Angeles is. So it's probably going to even have a bigger impact in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I hope this game doesn't get canceled as well. They were thinking of postponing that Monday night game. I mean, it was almost in the danger zone. I think they said at 200, whatever the rating was or the level, it got to 200, they would have to cancel the game. And it was in the 150 range. So definitely was getting dangerous for the players. You could see the smoke in the air. So I think going away for them as well and training in Colorado is going to help them just escape that pollution, you know, get some fresh juice, get ready for this game and come back and feel good and dominate. I'm just for me, it was always when you travel, you kind of got thrown off. You're at a new place, your new schedule. So it feels like an away game, and that's kind of where you lose that advantage of the home game. So it'll be interesting to see. The spread obviously reflects that the Rams now have an advantage. So we'll see what happens out there.
So who are you going to take? I know you thought the game was in Mexico City. You were going to take the Chiefs. It's moving to LA now. Are you changing your mind with this spread? It actually gone up, so you might still like the Chiefs, but what are you going with here in this supposed to be shootout game?
That's a tough call. I really liked the Chiefs in Mexico City on a neutral playing field and getting points. But now that they're going back home, they got the home field advantage, the crowd behind them. They also were training in Colorado. I mean, there's a lot of variables. I haven't even had enough time to even think about it. So I don't think I'm ready to lay down yet. So you go first. Let me see what you got to say about the game. What do you think the score is going to end up being? I mean, you're predicting record highs on this game.
I think it was the Rams that were training in Colorado Springs, by the way, not the Chiefs, as I think you just said. But I am going with the Los Angeles Rams at home, and I'll take them -3.5. And my reason is this is going to be a surprise. It's not the offense, it's the defense. And I am going with the Rams defense in this one because they actually have a little bit of defense. They rank 11th in pass yards, 12th in total points, and 13th in total yards. And on the other hand, the Chiefs rank 28th in pass yards, 17th in points, and 29th in total yards. So big difference in defense there. obviously both offense are high flying. They're going to put up points no matter what, but the difference, I think, in this game is going to be the defense, and I think when it comes down to it, the Rams are going to make a few extra plays on defense that are going to make the difference in this game at home. The crowd's going to get into it on those big plays. Obviously, on offense, they're going to be there all day long. It's still going to be a high-scoring game, but I'm going with the Rams defense here in this offensive game. They win 43-38 at home.
Wow. That is some big action. I'm pumped for this game. I hope it lives up to the hype, too. I hope they crush that over-under, go way over, because everyone loves seeing that. Like you said, huge, huge year for offenses. I'm excited to see it. I have to take the over as well. I'm going to go, just because you took the Rams, I'm going to stick with the Chiefs, because that's what I originally thought. Even though, you know, I thought it was in Mexico City, I'm still rolling with them. I'm going to take the Chiefs 35-30.
Here we go. Over. Third week in a row, we got to bet against each other. You got me 2 weeks ago. I got you last week. Here's the tiebreaker, and this is going to be a good one. Monday night, high-scoring game. At least it's supposed to be a high-scoring game. We'll see what happens. We're predicting it's going to be a high-scoring game, too. It's going to break that record. It's going to break the over for this week. As my bulletproof pick said,
it's time for the BetDSI.com Cappers Cup picks. The BetDSI.com Cappers Cup is a cool handicapping contest at BetDSI where you select your top five teams to win against the spread. You can sign up for free at BetDSI and compete against us each week. So what are you waiting for? Let's see if you can beat the pros or at least beat the Gronkowski bros. Well, we already know who two of my Cappers Cup picks are. We got Bulletproof City with the Texans. And we have, you know, the pick I'm going against you with. I've taken the Chiefs. That's two of them. We already talked about both those games. Next, I'm going to jump on the Saints because last week I bet against them. And they proved me to be dead wrong. You know, I thought they had this big win against the Rams. They were kind of feeling good, playing a Bengals team who was fresh off a bye week. And the Saints came out and spanked them. The Saints are on fire, 7-0 against the spread in the last seven games and looking to improve against a struggling Eagles team. The Eagles' secondary has been hit hard with injury bug, and they just lost probably their best corner, Ronald Darby, to season-ending ACL surgery. The Saints will throw all over the Eagles' secondary this week. The Saints right now are averaging 36.7 points per game. That's insane. So there's no way I can see this Eagles team keeping up with the Saints in this game. Next, I'm going with the Falcons. They're coming off a blow-off loss to the Browns, and they're now back home. Everyone knows I love these games. You get embarrassed on the road. You come back. You're playing at home. It's the bounce-back game. The Cowboys are feeling good after beating the Eagles. Last year, a similar Falcons team spanked the Cowboys 27-7. Atlanta is a great home team. I'm jumping on Atlanta, -2.5 at home versus the Cowboys. And last but not least, I'm going with the Chargers, -7.5 versus the Broncos at home. The Chargers are red hot. Their defense has been insane, allowing 20 points or less in the last five games. The Broncos have been struggling on offense and just traded away Demaryius Thomas, as I talked about earlier, and Case Keenum is number two in the NFL in interceptions. The Chargers will hold the Broncos offense to less than 20 points. I think they cover this spread. It's a pretty big spread, but I think they cover 7.5 at home.
I like those picks right there. You've been hot right now, winning the last 4 weeks, as we talked about earlier, with your Bulletproof picks and your Capper Cup picks of the week. So I like those ones. I'm going to keep riding it out with you as you stay hot so far, going for 5 weeks in a row. But I'm going to start it off with the Vikings on the road, +2.5. Vikings run defense, ranking third right now in the league, only allowing 88 yards per game. I think this makes the Bears become too one-dimensional in this one and rely too much on Mitch Trubisky, which causes them to struggle at home. The Vikings can do more out of the backfield with a healthy Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray, and both Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen will be a handful for Chicago's secondary. Second pick, I'm going with this one with you. The Saints -7.5 right now. Saints to me are the best team in the NFL right now, and I can't believe the spread, really. Only -7.5 at home. The Eagles secondary, 23rd in pass yards in the NFL. Breeze is going to have an absolute field day against them, as he has most of the season. And as Chris said, injuries in the secondary right now for the Eagles as well. I don't think this one is even close. I think the Saints blow up the Eagles at home as they go down early and can't make it up in the passing game with Wentz at quarterback. My third pick, going with them again, the Titans on the road, +2.5. Andrew Luck has not been sacked in the last four games, and the offensive line is giving him the time he needs. But I think that changes this week with the Titans defense. Like I said earlier, only allowing over 20 points once this whole season, and shut down the Patriots last week. This defense is for real. They're going to make plays. They're going to get to Luck. They're going to force him to make bad decisions. I think the defense gets it done once again for the Titans, and they win on the road and cover the spread, +2.5. For my fourth pick, I went with the Steelers, -5.5. This Jaguars team, completely falling apart, and although they are the first in the league in pass defense, only allowing 200 yards per game, they are 29th in points on offense. And when you're playing a Steelers team with Connor, Big Ben, Antonio Brown, you're going to need to score points and maintain control of the ball to even have a slight chance of winning. Jaguars continue to struggle as players are starting to feud in the locker room, and I think the Steelers cover this one, -5.5 on the road against the Jaguars. My last pick, as I said earlier, Rams, -2.5. They get it done. Game at home. In the Capper's Cup, it was -2.5. It's up to 3.5 now. I'll take it at 3.5 even.
Wow.
Think they get it done, like I talked about earlier. Can't wait for that game. Monday night shootout. That one's going to be a good one.
Do know the Rams are 1-5-1 against the spread in the last seven games, right?
It doesn't matter. That's in the past. We're talking about Rams team. The future right here. It doesn't matter. Like I said, like you just said, they have one win. That's all you need.
KC 5-0 against the spread in the last five games against the Rams.
Really?
I forgot about all these great stats. I'm going to stick with the Chiefs on that one. But my question is why aren't we both taking the Saints for our bulletproof pick? After we just talked about it, that game sounds amazing as well. We both jumped on it for the Capper's Cup pick, but man, that sounded pretty bulletproof as well.
That one does sound good. They've been hot too. Was that the team that was 7-0 against the spread in the last seven games?
That's the team that
they might have been
blowing out everyone.
Exactly. So they got to be covering the spread. But we like that one right there. We'll be watching that when we finally bet with each other instead of against each other, so we can both cheer for the same team this week.
Yeah! It's time for our favorite segment, the Fan Question of the Week, where we answer your questions about football, betting, our family, partying, or anything at all. Just hit us up on our social media and let us know what's on your mind. Submit your questions on Twitter, Instagram, or GetMoreSports.com, and if your question is chosen, you'll get some free Gronkcast swag, a killer Gronkcast t-shirt. We love getting questions from fans, and no topic is off limits, so bring the best you've got. And this week's fan question, who is your favorite underdog to make a Super Bowl run and possibly win Super Bowl 53? Coming at us from at Chef Daddy on Instagram. Who you got, Glenn?
I'm taking the Texans on this one. And I've liked this team. They're on a hot streak right now. Honestly, I don't know if they won last week now that I think about it. But they won five in a row before that, so they could be at six now. They started off the season with four losses, and now they're absolutely killing it, and it's hard to win six games in a row in the NFL. So that just shows that this team is legit. They've put it together. They showed last year that they've put it together. So this team is the real deal. This defense, I went against this defense when I was with the Patriots in training camp, and this defense, these guys are probably the strongest, biggest guys you'll ever see. And the fact that they can move the way they do, this defense is unbelievable with J.J. Watt there, Merciless, Clowney, McKinney. I mean, these are some big guys that can make plays, get by you, throw you to the ground, run you over, but also make moves on you as well and get around you that way. So they're versatile. They're strong. They can do whatever they want, but they also got Deshaun Watson there, and he's showing that he's a great quarterback after struggling in the beginning of the year. So I think the Texans have a legit shot here. Plus 2,500. 100 bucks wins you 2,500 if they win the Super Bowl. That's my underdog to win the Super Bowl. We like the Chargers too, as we've talked about, but we're changing it up a little bit here. We're going with the Texans plus 2,500 for me. Get your money in on that one. Who are you taking, Chris?
Wow. Well, if I'm going to take an underdog, and basically, I mean, this is crazy odds, so if we're going to do it, I might as well go super big, right? And these are the most ridiculous odds I've ever seen, so I might as well throw a couple bucks on this. Plus 250,000, I think it's at, for the Oakland Raiders to win the Super Bowl, coming off 1-8. They need a big turnaround. If I bet a couple bucks and I hit this, I'll split it with you.
Deal. We got that right here. You better throw a couple bucks on it now.
I don't even know where I could find these odds.
BetDSI.com.
You're right.
Coming straight from BetDSI.com, these lines are. So if you like them, make sure you get on to BetDSI and get your picks in. So these can win you some big-time money, these ones. These odds are amazing, actually. I love betting these future odds like this where you got so much potential to win huge money. The only thing is you got to wait for so long until you actually get it. I mean, you don't get paid out until February if you win this one. So
that's worth the wait, though. My 250,000
right there. That is worth the wait right there. And you can always hedge against it, too, if they end up making the playoffs somehow. I mean, you're guaranteed to make like 100K still if you hedge against it.
All I need is 8 more wins. Nope, 7. 8-8 season. What are they, 1-8? 8-8 season.
Wow, only 7 games left in the year. That's crazy. This year is flying by.
Yeah, we're on the Gronkcast episode 15. It's been a good ride so far, and it's just heating up. That's the best part about it. We are now raking it in, the cash. I got to put more on my bulletproof picks every week because there's so money, I can't even handle it myself. I get so excited to watch these games now.
All right, enough with the bragging. Let's wrap it up. We'll see how you do this week. But I think it's time to wrap it up for this week's edition of the Gronkcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. Thanks again to everyone for joining us today. Don't forget to check out GetMoreSports.com to catch up on past episodes and to also get the most up-to-date sports betting information. Thanks again for tuning into the Gronkcast, and remember to subscribe to get weekly reminders of when our podcast is posted, and also ask us questions on Twitter and Instagram to be featured on future shows. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next week.
The Gronkcast is brought to you by GetMoreSports.com and iShaker. So visit GetMoreSports.com after the show for more NFL insights, analysis, picks, and podcasts from us.
Also, check out the links below for more information on iShaker, the double-walled, vacuum-insulated, sweat-free, kitchen-grade, stainless steel best shaker bottle on the market.
We also want to thank BetDSI.com for sponsoring the show. BetDSI is the world's top sportsbook and has been online for more than 20 years. It's free to sign up. And if you want to start betting with real cash, BetDSI accepts credit card deposits. Remember, it's now legal in the USA, so go make some picks. Follow the links on our podcast page and use promo code Gronk69 when signing up at BetDSI.com. This promo code gives you 100% bonus on your deposit up to the first $500. So head to BetDSI.com and make a few bets on our picks or pick your own. And remember to use code Gronk69 when you sign up.